No, I was born in Pickens County, southern part of Pickens County, and it's only about 25 miles from here, I think.
In what town?
Liberty. Liberty, mm-hmm. South Carolina. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, where else have you lived?
North Carolina. I trained in one of the hospitals in western North Carolina, and I married a boy from up there later on, and we lived there after we were married for several years, and then moved on up to Burnsville, North Carolina, which is at the foot of Mount Mitchell on the other side of the parkway. Beautiful mm-hmm. mountain area. And then, well, during the war, I'll go back. During the war, the boy that I married was drafted, of course. He was 27, but we didn't think he's gone. We thought he was, the draft was going to be cut off at 25, mm-hmm. and he was 27, so we thought, oh, well, he won't be drafted. But me being a young operating room nurse, I was high on the priority list. Mm-hmm. And so we decided we'd go ahead and marry. And 3 months after we married, he was called up. Well, he got into my airplane mechanic school in Keysville, Mississippi, Biloxi. And he found a place for me to stay, so off I went. So we were down there about 11 months. Mm-hmm. And then on out to El Paso, Texas for about 11 or 12 months. And then I met him in Denver, Colorado. He had to go to California. I met him in Denver. We came home for a little furlough, and he thought, he didn't know, he thought he'd be leaving the East Coast to the European Theater. So from home, I didn't know any hospitals in Baltimore, except I didn't want to work at Johns Hopkins, and I was told that was not the place to work. So I called the city hospital and gave them my credentials over the phone, and they hired me. So I did work with Johns Hopkins Hospital. That was their workshop. So I was in Baltimore for about 2 years, I guess, mm-hmm. while he was overseas. And then my mother became ill, and I came back home to see about her. And the doctors in Greenville talked me into coming home closer because of her health. Mm-hmm. So I came back to Greenville and worked as floor supervisor for a long time.
How long did you live in Greenville?
Well, I was there, but I guess about 3 years.
And where did you live when you were in North Carolina?
In Rutherfordton and Burnsville.
For about how long?
Appeared all together about 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you moved here from Greenville?
Well, I moved here from Burnsville. Mm-hmm. I was in Greenville while Joe was in European Theater, uh-huh. and went back to visit the family in Rutherfordton, North Carolina, and called my superintendent of nurses. And, I was in Savannah, Georgia when I first finished training. This has been a long time ago. When I first finished training school, my superintendent of nurses was a dear friend of superintendent of nurses at the Central of Georgia Railroad Hospital. Now that railroad is defunct now. But at that time, they had a beautiful hospital.
Just and for the retirees
just
and
for the
employees
of the railroad and their families. And she was looking for some young operating room nurses, and I had just finished my training, and my superintendent recommended it. And so I went to Savannah, and I was really married in Savannah. Mm-hmm. I was down there about two years, I guess. Mm-hmm. It was then when the war broke out. And that's when I got into civil service and went out to the air base and lived with the nurses in the air base. Of course, I was still a civilian nurse until I married. Mm-hmm. Came back to North Carolina.